This is Dr. Vicki Hill, the founder of Gateway Wellness Center in Los Gatos, your center for wellness integration, body, mind, and spirit. This tape will give you a complete understanding of what we do here so that you know you're in the right place to get the care that you need. Our goal is to assist you in regaining your health and to help you not only keep it, but to optimize it. So, how do we work with you to help you achieve your healing goals for complete integration for your personalized healing process? I'd like to tell you about a University of California, Irvine research project that was done on my chosen form of chiropractic care, network spinal analysis. It was the largest chiropractic study ever done on health, wellness, and quality of life changes. What they found in the study was that those that participated in regular network chiropractic care not only noticed positive changes, including improved physical well-being, less stress, improved emotional and psychological well-being, but also experienced greater life enjoyment, enhanced self-awareness, and improved quality of life. My personal experience has been, after working with thousands of people on their journey towards excellent health, is that they generally come to my office with one or two concerns about their healing process, pain, and a life filled with stress. Jane came in with aches and pains and dysfunctions. She said her body was falling apart, and she didn't understand how she could help herself get well. She went on to say she needed someone smarter than her body, like a doctor, to fix her. John had different issues. He said, "I recognize I have a lot of stress in my life. These consistent stresses have caused imbalances in my body, mind, and spirit, resulting in symptoms that are trying to tell me something is wrong and that change is necessary. I want to work with a wellness chiropractor to help me regain and retain balance in my life. I know the power of my own body's innate intelligence, and it is with this intelligence I want to regain and create strategies to maintain excellent health." Now, most people come to my office somewhere in the spectrum between these two stories. So, let's get started. Go to Roman numeral 1 and put an X on the line representing the story you have lived your life by. That's right, go ahead and put an X somewhere between those two stories to represent how you have lived your life to date. Now, the interesting part of Jane's story is the best that we can hope for is that her aches and pains go away, and we get her to a level of health she was right before she noticed those symptoms. In John's case, the best that we can hope for is that his aches and pains go away and that every other area of his life improves and continues in that direction. Now, I realize that this is a silly question, but on Roman numeral 2, I want you to check off which choice you would rather have: Jane's story, where at best your aches and pains go away, or John's story, where not only do your aches and pains go away, but every other area of your life improves, resulting in better quality of life and enjoyment. If you're like most people, you've chosen John's story as your goal. Please follow along as I read Roman numerals 3. These are a few outcomes directly coming from the Irvine study. When the tape is over, I'd like you to take a moment and check off what areas you would like to see improve in your life. From the study, they found the benefits of network care include less physical pain, greater flexibility, more energy, less fatigue, less incidence of flu and colds, fewer headaches, and allows for less stress relative to emotional well-being. The study also tells us that the subjects had improvement in coping with daily problems, with work, their psychological well-being improved, including more positive feelings about self, decreased moodiness, temper, and anger, less anxiety and depression, and they had more interest in life. The study also revealed the subjects had an improved ability to think and concentrate. They felt less distress about physical pain. They had more life enjoyment and a greater ease of relaxation, well-being, more positive in attitude, and less negative thoughts. They had an interest in maintaining a healthy lifestyle and felt open and compassionate when relating to others, and improved confidence when dealing with adversity. Some lifestyle changes included an increase in regular exercise, an increase in meditation and prayer, relaxation. They incorporated healthier foods in their diet and used less prescription drugs. Their overall quality of life improved,
relative to their personal life was increased ability to adapt to change, handling problems of life, improvement of actual life accomplishments. They also had contentment with life, their significant others or romantic life, their job, co-workers, and physical appearance. Now the question we must address is, how can this possibly happen for me with chiropractic care? I thought chiropractors just cracked backs and fixed low back pain. Remember, like in John's life, we work together to bring your body, mind, and life back into balance. In this office, we offer the opportunity to be life full. That is, to experience and express the fullness of life. That means experiencing excellent health and expressing your greatest genetic potential to thrive, not just survive. We must recognize that health and well-being is our natural state, and if we have 100% clear function, we enjoy optimal health in our body, mind, and spirit. So, how can we work together to help you be clear and have the greatest level of health and well-being? First and foremost, let's make sure that your nervous system or communication system is functioning at its optimum. Please turn the page and go to Roman numeral 4. If you have misaligned vertebra and pinched nerves, the word we use is subluxations. When you have subluxations, your nervous system is unable to clearly communicate with your cells, muscles, bones, organs, etc. Basically, you're not able to communicate with yourself. There are two kinds of subluxations. The first is a structural subluxation. This is what all chiropractors look for and is usually related to physical stresses of traumas. It shows up with postural distortions, restrictions in range of motion, and actual bony misalignments. The second type of subluxation is called a facilitated subluxation, and it is uniquely identified in network spinal analysis, the model we use in this office. Most traditional chiropractors don't know how to identify or address this because it isn't taught in chiropractic college. It is where the spinal cord itself, inside the bony structure, is in a state of tension. This is most related to emotional and chemical stresses rather than physical stresses, and it tends to be the blueprint the structure follows. So, if only the structural subluxation is addressed without changing spinal cord tension, the body will tend to recreate the same subluxation patterns over and over. The continual adjusting of the same segments is what I experienced as a patient before I found a network doctor that delivered network care. When I received the gentle contacts of network spinal analysis, or NSA, and felt the structural subluxations unwind themselves, well, I never went back. These facilitated subluxations show up differently than structural subluxations. They produce patterns of tension in the muscles along the spine so that the muscles may feel too tight or too loose on one side. I'll be checking your spine in just a few moments to assess the level of muscle tension. But let me ask you this, what do you think would happen if a muscle is more tight on one side than the other? What would happen to the alignment of the vertebra? That's right, the vertebra would distort in its alignment. What do you think would happen to the nerve coming out between the bones when a bone is misaligned? That's right, the nerve would be compromised in function. And what do you think would happen to the part of the body that the nerve was in charge of controlling? That's right, a breakdown in function. The facilitated subluxations are also evidence that the body has gotten locked into a defense physiology with fight-or-flight posture or a guarded state. The brain is now constantly running the body as if the stresses that caused the overload are still present, although they may have happened years or months before. The optimal health of your brain must be able to tell every part of your body what to do and how to do it, and your body must be able to tell your brain, well, what's going on out there? It needs to be a complete cycle. If you have a subluxation that and there's not clear communication between your brain and your body, it becomes a garbage in, garbage out type of situation. And we begin to have dysfunction, and our natural state of ease and joy and happiness becomes dis-ease. And finally, we have disease. It's similar to speaking on a cell phone while driving through the Santa Cruz Mountains. The voice or message cuts in and out, and the message is literally altered. As you might imagine, if you ran your life, your home, your business, only hearing every other word or two, And if your family and friends and employees only heard every few words that you were saying, well, what would that be like for you? So first, we must make sure that you're free of subluxations and your nervous system is functioning at its optimum. Along with adjusting your spine to help your body correct the subluxations, we must address why you have subluxations in the first place. We must help your brain shift from guardedness to safety and from safety to growth. The brain will run the body very differently in safety and growth than it would in defense. From our perspective, if your nervous system is functioning at its optimum, there would be no need for physical symptoms and disease, which let you know there is something out of harmony or balance in your body. Roman numeral 5. Imagine that you put your hand on a hot stove. The excruciating burning sensation is our innate response, telling us something is wrong and that change is necessary. Obviously, it's very important to our survival that our body and mind communicates with us in this way. If we fix the problem by only taking our hand off the stove but don't learn from it, we're destined to repeat it. In Jane's story, or story number 1, she thought the only way to health was to have someone else fix her. In this model, you're destined to repeat the same patterns and end up in the same place, burning your hand again. In John's story, or story number 2, he recognized that the lifetime of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stresses had caused a set of imbalances, leading to a whole set of present symptoms and possible future symptoms to come. You take responsibility by making lifestyle changes like working with someone like me, who can adjust the spine and help you clean up your nervous system. We help the brain connect to the body and learn to release tension more effectively and adapt to stress in new, more constructive ways. So your body doesn't just temporarily fix the symptoms, but also corrects the underlying problems which got you into this office in the first place. Let's assume you come to my office with shoulder pain, and let's assume that the pain is there because the nerves in your neck that control your shoulder are being irritated due to an old injury from diving into a swimming pool as a child. When you dove into that swimming pool, your body immediately went into defense physiology and it tightened up, which is a smart thing to do because it probably stopped you from breaking your neck. It also worked to prepare you for the next time you might bonk your head. The only problem is it got stuck in defending itself, acting as though it was going to happen again at any moment. In story number 1, you could adjust the shoulder and get a shot of cortisone. Now, you might not have shoulder pain, but as you can see, we've not really corrected the underlying problem. In story number 2, we recognize that your shoulder problem is the result of distortions in the spine due to not adapting to past stresses effectively. We have to introduce new strategies to help your brain connect and release tension and shift your brain from defense to safety. When we adjust your spine and the shoulder gets the appropriate nerve supply, and then the brain can focus on long-term healing rather than in short-term survival. The moment we let your brain know it doesn't need to be in defense, it can instantly let go and start to heal. You'll feel your breath move through your spine and your tension drop. We may also need to adjust the shoulder, and not only does it feel fine, we've also corrected the underlying problem, and you've learned to prevent this from happening again in the future. The way I see it, my job as your chiropractor is to do everything in my power to help you heal and clear your nervous system, bringing greater clarity into your life. I use extremely powerful tools and techniques to accomplish this. Your job is to do what we agreed upon, as well as being willing to examine your life and to make the appropriate changes. Together, we can bring more clarity into your life by first allowing your innate intelligence to bring you back to your natural state of homeostasis and your birthright of excellent health and wellness. From there, we can build greater strategies to optimize your personal well-being. I'll be meeting with you shortly, where you and I can see how I might help you. I'll be looking for evidence of each type of subluxation. If I don't find any evidence of subluxations, then I'll need to find someone else who can help you. If I find only structural subluxations, then I can help, as can other traditional chiropractors.
If I find facilitated subluxations involving tension in the spinal cord, then this is my specialty, and the best kind of care for you would be an NSA practitioner. Currently, I'm the only one in the area certified at the highest level. I'll be seeing you shortly, and we'll see how I'll be able to help you get better connected and on your way to excellent health. Please, now turn to page 1, Roman numeral 3, and check off the major areas that you would like to see improve in your life, and I'll see you in just a few moments.